things that I could say and do. I could always have left. I mean, it was that get fired from moral turpitude crap that was a problem, and it was tied to some Quaker stuff. But there certainly were things, there were things like integrity that mattered. So if you could demonstrate living wholly so that you didn't separate one part of your life from another, or if you could, that kind of, I always felt like I could rest in some integrity, and that was a quality that I could use and did use a lot at Earlham. Let's see. Sure, Quakers care about equality, but they care about social justice. And so it was really possible to make those cases a lot of the time. And I know that it was the idea of social justice that made my colleagues decide that we should do, at the time, women's studies. It's now women, gender, sexuality studies. But it was the idea of social justice and how many students were self-designing majors and stuff like that that made a difference. And that's a Quaker, social justice stuff is a Quaker thing. The idea of speaking truth to power, and also the notion of a faculty person, an academic, getting the working with students and treating students with respect. So there were so many ways that my understanding of myself as a feminist and what feminists were teaching or preaching or discussing or caring about was consistent with how Quakers believed and how the Quaker institution believed in students and faculty being more or less, in various kinds of ways, equal partners in education. And that really made, so it made the personal, it made being able to talk about the personal, and then, not to use a cliche, but to talk about the personal in a political way, to talk about the political in a personal way was very transforming, I think. And Quakers understood that. For them, it was secular, but for them, it's also part of their spirituality. So I think that made a difference.